Well, I had a situation similar to Paul's around money, where I had asked my wife to, I'd been providing all the income and conditions shifted, and I had asked, you know, her if she would, you know, start contributing more. And this, I mean, it was like bombs went off. It was a response started with, this isn't what we agreed when we got married, and then it launched. And what happened, my question is around dealing with what happens when you say something and then it, you end up with two pages, you know.
It sounds just like a good start of a wonderful giraffe dialogue. So all you have to do is have giraffe ears when the other person quotes legal terminology. See, but this isn't the agreement we had when we got married. So receive the mitzvah in that. That's a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? If you hear the mitzvah, it'll help us all get clear what we haven't really resolved yet. What are giraffe-like commitments and giraffe-like agreements?
So if you
hear the need in this, it'll make it all clear for us.
Yeah. So I'm really hearing your need on how important it is for you to feel. What you understood as an agreement really honored.
Yes, thank you for hearing that. That's very scary to me when an agreement, I fear that it's just going to be thrown out the window at any moment.
Yeah. Because, you know, you told me I could stop working and homeschool my child. And
you told me I could stop working and so now, you know, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so it's very frustrating. And if I you know, step out of the dialogue, I mean, at this point, there's not just one word. I mean, she'll add to you. It's right following is, you know, none of my needs are ever met.
None of my needs are ever met, and this is not the only thing. And not only that, I'm not the only person that thinks this about you either. You know, there's other people in the family that have seen the same thing in you. And blah, 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 blah.
And you've changed.
And
not
you've
the
changed,
same.
And you know, and all of this. Oh my goodness! Look at that! Look at that! A whole pile of memnoons. A whole pile of memnoons coming at you. Aren't you a lucky guy? Aren't you a lucky guy? Why does he not look like a lucky guy?
That's how they call it, manure.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho. So you need to slow it down and receive each of those memnoons. There's about six of them buried together. See, she's so generous, she just can't wait to give them all to you. So she does it all in one breath, you know, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom. Several memnoons all in the same message.
So really, we have to just slow it down and
slow it
go,
down
go,
and hear
go,
each
go
gift.
Piece
you hear
by
each
piece.
Gift.
Okay.
Manure spreader. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like this one is a wonderful gift in an intimate relationship when you can receive. My needs have never mattered. No, it's only your needs that matter. My needs have never mattered in our relationship from the very beginning. So we'll slow it down for you. We'll separate that one out from the other. Because that's so beautiful, you wouldn't want to miss that one.
So you're feeling really angry and frustrated because, you know, you're really needing yourself to, you know, you're really needing to be seen and heard and what
my
your needs are.
My needs matter, that they're valued. I've never had this.
So you have really tremendous grief around this.
Of course I do. My needs have never mattered, not in my whole life. Everybody else's needs matter, not mine.
So this is very, very painful for you.
Very painful. I don't even have a glimmer that my needs matter, that they could be I was so angry at this discussion that I overheard about this memnur. That's so bullshit. So far from my seeing my needs and how I see my needs. I just hated it when people said that. It's bullshit. If that's true, then why have my needs never mattered to anybody?
So you're very angry because you've heard all this conversation and you just didn't feel a connection to it.
How can I when my needs have never seemed like it mattered? Nobody seems to care about my needs.
So this has happened for a long time. It's gone on for quite a long time.
Yes. Can't even imagine what that feels like, to feel like my needs are a gift. I can't even imagine.
So behind us is, you just don't feel like anybody has ever really understood the depth of just
that
how
that they couldn't see the
is.
Beauty in my needs. I just get angry when I hear that. It just sounds like New Age bullshit.
So this is something that's very precious. It's very beautiful that you just haven't...
I wish it was true, but I can't imagine it right now. So what would it take, really, what could I do? Because that need sounds like such a delicious memnoon. I'd like to contribute to getting that need met. Could you tell me what I could do? I can't think of anything more delicious right now than to do what I could to... Ask me twice a day what would make life more wonderful for me. Is that all? You don't do it now. No, I don't. Does this conversation sound familiar, Ava?
It helps me to just participate in this way, because so many times I'll hear the words and then I feel kind of paralyzed. You know, it's like, where do I go from here? It's like, I gotta fix it, or gotta move it. And what I'm hearing as I do this is to slow down.
Slow down, yes.